6. Holy War. Dink left Graff's office seething. If they can't see the difference between praying 8 times a day and putting a poem in a shoe once a year... It was a great poem, said Flip. It was dumb, said Dink. Wasn't that the point? It was a great dumb poem. I just feel bad I didn't write one for you. I didn't put out my shoes, Flip sighed. I'm sorry I did that. I was just feeling homesick. I didn't think anybody would do anything about it. Sorry. We're both so very, very sorry, said Flip. Except that we're not sorry at all. No, we're not, said Dink. In fact, it's kind of fun to get in trouble for keeping Sinterklaas Day. Imagine what would happen if we celebrated Christmas. Well, said Dink, we've still got 19 days. Right, said Flip. By the time they got back to Rat Army Barracks, it was obvious that the story was already known. Everybody fell silent when Dink and Flip stood in the doorway. Stupid, said Rosen. Thanks, said Dink. That means so much coming from you. Since when did you get religion? Rosen demanded. Why make some kind of holy war out of it? It wasn't religious, said Dink. It was Dutch. Well, Emo, you be Rat Army now, not Dutch. In 3 months I won't be in Rat Army, said Dink, but I'll be Dutch until I die. Nations don't matter up here, said one of the other boys. Religions neither, said another. Well, it's obvious religion does matter, said Flip. Or we wouldn't have been called in and reprimanded for cutting a pancake into an F and writing a funny poem and sticking it in a shoe. Dink looked down the long corridor, which curved upward toward the end. Zek, who slept at the very back of the barracks, couldn't even be seen from the door.
He's not here, said Rosen.
Who?
Zek, said Rosen. He came in and told us what he'd done, and then he left.
Anybody know where he goes when he takes off by himself? Asked Dink.
Why? Said Rosen. You planning to slap him around a little? I can't allow that.
I want to talk to him, said Dink.
Oh, talk, said Rosen.
When I say talk, I mean talk, said Dink.
I don't want to talk to him, said Flip.
Stupid prig. He just wants to get out of battle school, said Dink.
If we put it to a vote, said one of the other boys, he'd be gone in a second. What a waste of space.
A vote, said Flip. What a military idea.
Go stick your finger in a dike, the boy answered.
So now we're anti-Dutch, said Dink.
They can't help it if they still believe in Santa Claus, said an American kid.
Sinterklaas, said Dink. Lives in Spain, not the North Pole. Has a friend who carries his bag, Black Pete.
Friend, said a kid from South Africa.
Black Pete sounds like a slave to me.
Rosen sighed.
It's a relief when Christians are fighting each other instead of slaughtering Jews.
That was when Ender Wiggin joined the discussion for the first time. Isn't this exactly what the rules are supposed to prevent? People sniping at each other because of religion or nationality?
And yet we're doing it anyway, said the American kid.
Aren't we up here to save the human race, said Dink. Humans have religions and nationalities, and customs. Why can't we be humans, too? Wiggin didn't answer.
Makes no sense for us to live like buggers, said Dink. They don't celebrate Sinterklaas Day either.
Part of being human, said Wiggin, is to massacre each other from time to time. So maybe till we beat the Formics, we should try not to be so very, very human.
And maybe, said Dink, soldiers fight for what they care about, and what they care about is their families and their traditions and their faith and their nation, the very stuff they don't allow us to have here.
Maybe we fight so we can get back home and find all that stuff still there waiting for us, said Wiggin.
Maybe none of us are fighting at all, said Flip. It's not like anything we do here is real.
I'll tell you what's real, said Dink. I was Sinterklaas's helper last night.
Then he grinned.
So you're finally admitting you're an elf, said the American kid, grinning back.
How many Dutch kids are there in battle school, said Dink. Sinterklaas is definitely a minority cultural icon, right? Nothing like Santa Claus, right?
Rosen kicked Dink lightly on the shin.
What do you think you're doing, Dink?
Santa Claus isn't a religious figure either. Nobody prays to Santa Claus. It's an American thing.
Canadian, too, said another kid.
Anglophone Canadian, said another. Papa Noel for some of us.
Father Christmas, said a Brit.
See?
Not Christian. National, said Dink.
It's one thing to stifle religious expression, but to try to erase nationality, the whole fleet is thick with national loyalties. They don't make Dutch admirals pretend not to be Dutch. They wouldn't stand for it. There aren't any Dutch admirals, said the Brit. It wasn't that Dink let idiotic comments like this make him angry. He didn't want to hit anybody. He didn't want to raise his voice. But still, there was this deep defiance that could not be ignored. He had to do something that other people wouldn't like. Even though he knew it would cause trouble and accomplish nothing at all, he was going to do it, and it was going to start right now. They were able to stifle our Dutch holiday because there are so few of us, said Dink. But it's time for us to insist on expressing our national cultures like any other soldiers in the international fleet. Christmas is a holy day for Christians, but Santa Claus is a secular figure. Nobody prays to Saint Nicholas. Little kids do, said the American, but he was laughing. Santa Claus, Father Christmas, Papa Noel, Sinterklaas. They may have begun with a Christian feast day, but they're national now, and people with no religion at all still celebrate the holiday. It's the day of gift-giving, right? December 25th, whether you're a believing Christian or not. They can keep us from being religious, but they can't stop us from giving gifts on Santa Claus Day. Some of them were laughing. Some were thinking. You're going to get in such deep doo-doo, said one. Eh, said Dink, but then that's where I live all the time anyway.